Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up to heaven? That line that's in the epistle, it's really the key to understanding this feast of the Ascension today, a very great feast in the church. And many times the feast of the Ascension is overlooked. We get carried away with the Easter season, and then it seems like it all just ends, and then we're kind of in this state of awaiting what's next. And we tend to forget about the feast of the Ascension. We don't place enough emphasis on it. And there's a reason that I think it's very a connection between why that happens and the whole point of this feast. It's something we don't think about enough. That is obviously heaven. And so the first question we should ask ourselves today when we're trying to get a better grasp of this feast of the Ascension is, why did our Lord ascend into heaven? What was the purpose of this? There's a common argument that's proposed by atheists and agnostics. They say, well, since God is so powerful, since God is so great, why didn't he just stay on earth doing good? Why didn't he just remain and help alleviate all of our pains and all these things? Why, if Christ was so good in his public life, why did he just leave? That would be their obviously illogical argument. But that brings up a pretty good question. And that question is this: well, if our Lord did stay, if he did stay in his person so that we could see him, talk to him, all these things, hypothetically, wouldn't that make this earth heaven? We have the presence of God, living among the presence of God, physically seeing our Lord. Wouldn't that make this life heaven? And the answer to that question is no. This earth would still not be heaven. Even if our Lord stayed here doing good, all these good works, fixing all the evil that was in the world, this life would still not be heaven. Heaven, eternal happiness, it's not here. It's not in this world. It's in the next. If we look for it here, we're going to be frustrated. We're going to be greatly disappointed. We think about heaven. Heaven is not just a succession of days. It's not just a never-ending succession. Heaven is the complete absence of time. Heaven operates under different laws of physics. Everything in this world degrades. We know the laws of thermodynamics. Everything breaks down. In heaven, nothing decays. Everything is always perfect. Everything is always good. There's no doubts. There's no worries. There's no time crunch, because there is no time. It's perfect, unending happiness. So we can't even begin to understand that in its proper sense. We can get close to having an idea that it's that wonderful, but it's beyond human comprehension. That is how beautiful heaven is. So earth is stained with sin, because sin is a rebellion against Almighty God. So one of the effects is that we can't see the hidden meaning behind all the things that exist in the world. We can't see the fact that these things pass away. In our mind, we have to constantly convince ourselves of that because we're fallen. We don't see the world as it truly is. We just tend to see it as it exists. It's always going to exist, and that's the way it is. So we have to make those acts of faith. We can see in all of this that our human nature, it holds us back. We're constantly battling our human nature. Our human nature wants to keep us grounded to this earth when our soul wants to go to heaven. So we're torn. And you can see that with the apostles as they're there witnessing our Lord ascend into heaven there on the Mount of Olives. That same dynamic is happening with the apostles. Their human nature is holding them back. You can imagine, there they are seeing our Lord ascend into heaven after he had been with them, teaching them, leading them, guiding them, protecting them throughout the time of his public ministry, and now he's going to leave them. Don't you think the apostles were wishing, desiring? They had that desire above anything else. They wanted to go to heaven. They wanted to follow our Lord right there, but they couldn't because they had this human nature. So in a sense, they're too attached to the world. They're connected to the world. It holds them back. It's like a chain. The human nature is like a chain that we have to cast off so that we can make it to heaven. And so here in that first step of the apostles, them witnessing this ascension of our Lord, in that we see the beginnings of the spiritual life. We see the desire for heaven above all things, the desire of union with God. And so that's the part where I think it's very striking that this Feast of Ascension many times is overlooked. And that's simply because we overlook heaven. We take it for granted. We don't tend to spend enough time really dwelling upon that incredible mystery. The fact that we have this opportunity to save our souls and go to heaven. So this feast is perfectly fitting at this time to draw our minds toward that, to reflect, to have this intention, reform that intention in our mind that I want to go to heaven above all things. I desire that above anything else in this life. Because when you think about it, if you're too attached to this life, if you're too busy focused on doing what you have to do, seeking after this thing, fixing this, moving over here, doing this thing, you're so focused on that, and you take too much pleasure in that, doing that, it takes up all your time, and you're so focused on it, not putting it as a means to achieve an end, but purely as a means and an end in itself, where will your desire be for heaven? If you're searching for your heaven here in this life, you're not searching for it in the next. And so in that sense, if you're constantly seeking after a comfortable, easy life, after constantly seeking after that easy way out, trying to solve our problems, falling into temptation in those areas, if we find ourselves doing that, do we really value heaven? Do we really want to go to heaven? We really have to convince ourselves of that. And that's the first step. So we see that with the apostles. Now the second step is very simple. The second step is doing God's will. It's here where right before our Lord ascends into heaven that our Lord gives the apostles what's called the Great Commission. He tells them, go into the whole world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and baptized, he shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be condemned. Now when you hear those words, we hear it a lot, so we tend to not really grasp what's going on there with regard to the apostles. That Great Commission, obviously we know that it'll be fulfilled by the church through the coming ages of history. That will be the main law of the church, salvation of souls, the highest law of the church, to convert the whole world, preach the gospel to the entire world. But to the apostles, our Lord says that, then he ascends into heaven, and we know the Holy Ghost is coming on Pentecost to give the apostles those proper graces for them to actually carry that out. But you can imagine in the minds of the apostles, there they are, after Pentecost, and they still have those words of our Lord ringing in their mind, go into the whole world, preach the gospel to every creature. Now on the outside, that seems absolutely crazy. To their minds, to the human mind, go into the whole world and preach to every creature. That command of our Lord sounds so beyond their capability. These are simple fishermen. But nevertheless, what do we see the apostles do? Against all odds of the world saying that's impossible, all the possibility of success aimed against them, the apostles go. They do the will of God. And that message, that Great Commission of our Lord telling them to go into the whole world, preach the gospel to every creature, On the outside, it sounds absolutely impossible. We know with God, nothing is impossible. With God, all things are possible. And so we see what is the driving force behind the apostles to where they're willing to take those words of our Lord, go preach the whole world, go into the whole world, preach to every single creature, and do that. Not doubt it and go straight for it and do it. What's the motivation behind that? That is their desire for heaven. The desire for heaven is that burning passion inside of them that says, against all odds, against the entire world is against me, all, everything, the whole world is constantly attacking me in this. The world, the flesh, and the devil is battling against me. But nevertheless, it is God's will, so therefore I must do it. That is the pure love of God, and that's what we see when we have that desire of heaven, a desire of union with our Lord. So that is the answer to the question, what is the meaning of the ascension? What does this mean for us personally? How do we apply it to our lives? What do we take away from this great feast? And it resonates in our mind with that question posed to the apostles, men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up to heaven? They were standing there looking up to heaven as we should all be, because that is our goal. That should be our goal. We should renew that every morning. We should think about that often. That is the goal. Our eyes fixed not upon the things of this world, but upon heavenly, eternal things. And when we think about that, when we think about heaven, we should think about our individual places in heaven that exist right now as we're speaking. Right now, we know the fallen angels lost their place in heaven, and it's described as these empty thrones that have literally our name on it right now as we speak. Each one, there's one for every soul. It's there. But it's up to us to make that conscious decision every day to avoid the world of flesh and the devil, or to do good and follow that, keeping that as the focus of our mind. It's described as thrones and castles and mansions and all these beautiful imagery by the saints and spiritual writers. Let that be in our minds today as we celebrate this Feast of the Ascension. Really refocus our mind upon our goal, our mission in this life. And we see that our Lord, he ascended into heaven, not just to show us that he had the power to do so, not just a manifestation of his power, but he went to heaven, he ascended to heaven to prepare a place for us, because he loves us. He ascended to heaven to show us that if we give up the world that we can see with our natural eyes, if we can overcome that, give up the world, we will lose absolutely nothing. We will gain everything, and we will be happy with God for all eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.